Gaundy and Maz Show.
It's a full team affair for the podcast. I like it this way.
I love affairs.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, ain't no one cheating on Hot Glenn, let me tell you that much. If I had him all wrapped up,
let's talk about, I wouldn't let him go anywhere.
The affair is myself and Glenn. That's,
oh,
the,
yeah,
oh my,
that's
God,
the thing.
How did we get here so fast? Producer Matt and producer Ash are joining us for the intro today. Hi.
Hello. I'm not going to say anything about sleeping with your husband because that's inappropriate.
Well, we
Thank
are inappropriate.
You, producer Ash.
This is a radio station. That's what we do best, is inappropriate stuff.
You talk about how hot my husband is more than I do, Gaundy.
Hey, I'm just stating facts. Have you met Glenn, Ash?
I have met Glenn.
And?
He's good looking, yes.
How dare you not talk him up?
Isn't it awkward when someone asks you how hot someone else's husband is?
Yeah, I feel a bit uncomfortable.
Because you're like, I don't know what the appropriate response is because I don't want you to feel awkward.
No.
If you were chatting to someone, if you were chatting to someone out and about and they said, is Gaundy hot, what would you say?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
I get that asked that all the
time. What, they say is Gaundy hot?
Yeah, and I'm like, he's got a great personality.
Oh, burn.
Is that a burn? No, that goes with my looks. That's just an added bonus, guys.
You're a good looking guy. Is that what this is about?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's why we're on combo. Radio, because you don't need to see
not
the
anymore.
Faces.
Look, look at these cameras in our face all day, every day.
No, it's true.
Having done this job for so long, it's the quickest way to watch yourself age. Like, I'll see a video from 3 years ago and I go, whoa,
yeah.
I look way younger there.
It's funny too because when in radio, like I do a lot of eye rolling.
From laughing so hard.
But it all gets caught on the cameras now and I get caught out a lot. So I've had to try and rein in my eye rolls.
Look at Jimmy Love feeling left out because he was on the podcast intro yesterday.
Oh,
so he's
Jimmy.
Gone out there. Jimmy.
I think he's coming in.
What do you want, mate? Are you feeling missed out from yesterday?
Usually Jimmy's coming out, but what?
Tell him what button to push.
Oh,
can
Jimmy.
You hear me? Studio One.
Studio One, just push that.
Is this entertaining for people?
Yeah, this is what people are behind the scenes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit bored.
Tell us if you think this is entertaining or not.
I'm bored and I'm here. So I was just wondering. Jimmy.
He can't figure it out.
That's what a lot of these podcast intros are, by the way.
Filler.
Just,
what?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of radio shows that do it.
Usually, we just talk about what is coming up on the podcast.
I find that boring too. Just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, but don't you want to know? Like, we're talking about a hectic crime.
It's written in the description of the podcast. Just have a read of that.
But then you've got to read and listen, and we're not good at multitasking.
Jimmy's still trying to work out how to turn the mic on out there.
Am I on?
Oh, there he is. Jimmy. Why are you circling out there? Are you feeling left out from yesterday?
Do you need something? Did we do something wrong on air today and you've come to reprimand us?
No, I just wanted to know what time you'll be finished in the studio because I need it.
Oh.
At this rate, I don't know, this could go for another hour.
I'd happily get out of here now if I could.
Also, there's an all-staff meeting happening at the moment.
The hump day huddle.
Don't feel like going today, so I came around here at this
right.
point in time just so I don't have to be over there.
Didn't you run it last week?
Usually I run it nearly every week.
Who's running it now?
I told Ed to. He's part of the SCA.
Oh, God, that'll be
my
a disaster
gay committee,
of a
the
meeting.
Gay committee.
The
here.
Gay committee.
Yeah.
Do you have social anxiety today?
No, I've just got a million things on.
That's why he's here. Look at this peeling back the curtain, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
What do you even do?
I don't know what Jimmy does around. I've never seen him work a second the whole time he's been here.
I know, it's really funny. This is the first time in my life I've actually had work to do.
What,
and now I'm
what
feeling
do you
stressed.
Have to do? Like, what exactly do you have to do?
Send today,
some emails.
Go on the radio.
Oh, you've got to be. Oh, that's why you need this.
He's
oh,
on
so
after
you
us
legitimately
today.
Do need to get on air. Okay.
Sure. Hey, we want to do that. A Jimmy Loves Offended segment too, by the way. So come up with things to be offended by. We're
what about Buddy last night on Big Brother again? Oh, we don't feel like getting rid of that person. Oh, we'll send them to the mirrored room.
That's not going to help our campaign to get Gaundy on the show.
Oh, that's right. I've got to put in my audition video for regular person's Big Brother, actually.
Jimmy's entered every single time it's come
Big
up
Brother
and not
plebs.
Got in yet.
Yeah, you know, last...
on plebs? You're
you know,
a
this
pleb?
Year I
And he knows
almost
a producer. You know a producer, don't you?
Yeah, this year I got right up to the point where only the day before everyone went into quarantine, I found out that I wasn't on.
Do you know what your problem is? This is why you're not getting into the house. You're too much.
No.
You are. You would steal the show from everybody
That's
else.
That's true.
You're too much.
That's true. I once went for a job at a radio station in London and they didn't give it to me. And I told all my friends it was because they thought I was too talented.
Don't confuse what I said with too intelligent. You're just too much.
How did we get stuck with you?
I don't know. I weasel my way in where I want to.
You're the best, Jimmy.
All right, let's cut him off because he can talk all day and he needs the studio. So
okay.
Coming up in the podcast today, go and rattle some things off.
What are people listening out for? That hectic murder in New South Wales.
That was crazy.
Hey, if you think that someone's going to murder you, go and just search their Google history. That might help you not die by murder.
Great tip. Thank you, Maz.
That's cool. I'm here for all of the tips.
Russell Crowe, we tried to get on. We may have him on a future podcast. We're working on that behind the scenes, but they've launched something massive. They're trying to bring Hollywood to Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, it's totally happening. They're opening like a big op. Well, they're going to build like a film studio there. We also do the New South Wales whip around, so we find out what is happening in the state of New South Wales this weekend.
Matt, you haven't said much this entire time you've been in here.
No, if I don't have the camera on me, I don't want to be a part of it, you know?
Oh.
I like the lights, the bright lights. And...
Anyone
Sorry,
else?
Tuned out. No. What? Did you say something, Matt?
I'm just still upset about Bruno insulting Queensland, even though he's one of us.
That's right. We had the List King on today.
How dare you say that on this podcast?
I think we do get a couple of podcasters listening that hear this and then go follow us for Petty Origin. So if that is you...
Oh, okay, cool.
...and you haven't done that yet, jump onto the Gaundy and Maz socials because... We need to be first to 5K for Petty Origin.
We do. We're getting there.
Yep.
And to sweeten it, there is a video of Bruno insulting the IQ of all Queenslanders on there.
That's fun.
Tickets to Game 3 and jerseys up for grabs as well. Let's get out of here, guys.
Okay. Bye. Well, it's the longest podcast intro complete.
No, check out some other radio shows. They go for like 20-odd
Which
minutes.
Shows?
Jason PJ's. Wow, that's
really?
Long. Oh, my God.
Do they bang on? Is PJ still there?
No, in New Zealand. And it's a different company. Forget I said anything.
Oh, never mind.
Yep.
Enjoy this one. With Gaundy and Maz.
Oh, 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 Gaundy bought a van.
Can't believe we're backtracking, but we're doing it.
We're doing
this
it.
This town is not big enough for 3 Vanny DeVitos.
I think that this is the right decision. I think that Fernando and his dessert business, they've got the name branded on the side of their van, and it's their business. So they can have the name Vanny DeVito. We're happy to hand it over.
They did acknowledge that we did ours first.
Yes.
We did run it with the people of the Gaundy and Maz show who selected Vanny DeVito, and then they ran their own and ended up with the same name. What are we going to do here? Can we have 2 Vanny DeVitos, or is it just too much of a clash? Is there already enough room for one?
I think we just draw a border between the Central Coast and the Hunter, and I won't step into your territory.
Oh.
So you can never go to the Hunter Valley.
No, I love the Hunter. I love the Hunter.
That sucks.
and this van goes right across New South Wales, so I can't promise.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to come into the Hunter and cross into the Vanny DeVito territory. Look, my stickers haven't been made yet for the van. So
are we going to do a rename?
I'm wondering if I have to do a rename of the van. I don't know if we're going to have to.
Van?
I might have to. Let's see what we get this morning. The phone lines have lit up.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many suggestions also on socials. We're at Gaundy and Maz on Insta. Let's go to the phones on 131060. We've got Michelle first up. What's your suggestion for the name change for the van?
Van Diesel.
Yep, Van Diesel. We're putting it on the list. We're going to write all of these down. We're going to take a note of every single suggestion and then we'll go to work about deciding how we're going to rename it.
Van Diesel I like because isn't Fast and the Furious 9 coming out tomorrow?
100%.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes, that really ties in.
And the good thing is there will probably be 111 Fast and Furious movies. And
They'll
so
never
it will
stop.
Always stay relevant.
I'll never stop making them, Michelle. I've always liked Van Diesel.
Van Diesel's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Brian, hello.
Hello.
Hey Brian.
Mate, what's your suggestion for the van name change?
My suggestion is Van Damme.
Van
That's
Damme.
That's a classic too. That came up a lot last time when we did Vanny.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, but that's good.
No, it's good. We're starting again, Brian. We're scratching the record. So this is a brand new list. It's on the list.
Wicked.
I do like Jean Gorned Van Damme because it kind of gets
your
my
name in there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it gets my last name in there, which is handy.
Jean Gorned.
Yeah, Jean
Van
Gorned.
Damme. Or Ryan? Just Gorned Van Damme.
Yep, either one of those. Let's go to Adam at Niagara Park. What's your suggestion?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Explain that one to me. I've heard that a couple of times. What's that in relation to?
You know, like in the movie Van Helsing.
No.
I'm not overly familiar with the movie.
Hugh Jackman movie,
is it?
The vampire slayer.
Okay.
Yeah. Bit of a dark vibe for the van.
Okay.
I like Hugh Jackman. He's great. All right, Van Helsing, we add that to the list. Leo from Mannering Park, you've got a great suggestion. Leo. Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good, mate. What's your suggestion?
Well, you wanted a cool name, so I was thinking Vanny Zuko.
Hey, here we go.
On the back of the van, you can have the V-Birds.
Yeah, this is great.
Here we go. I love
how much thought you've put into that.
Vanny... And let's be honest, it can be electrifying.
It's electrifying.
That's right. And if the van's rocking, what do you do?
That's right. Don't come a knocking.
That's right. There you go. Put a catchphrase on there.
Don't put that catchphrase on the van, please.
Good on you, Leo. Let's go to Flash in Port Macquarie.
Hey, Flash.
Flash, you'll have a ripper.
Yeah, hey, trendsetters. I just thought on the back of you proclaiming yourself president of New South Wales or Australia, whatever you did down there,
you
may as well go the whole hog and knight yourself and call it Sir Vance-a-Lot.
Sir Vance-a-Lot is excellent.
This is good.
I love that.
It also ties into Sir Mix-a-Lot, which is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Got Back,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
I've got plenty of back, unfortunately.
I'm sure you do, Flash.
Oh, man, Flash. Sir
Vance-a-Lot.
Can we get Flash some counselling? Seriously.
I do like. Two more before we go. There's a lot.
Oh, my God. Mitchell.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Man. What's your name?
Yeah, good. Just before, I'm actually on board with... Sir Vance-a-Lot. I really like that one.
But
let's go back to the 90s and we'll call him Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
That's
a
great one. That is a great one. We're going to add that to the list for sure.
But your uncle, or even two from the movie that he was in with Adam Sandler, you could call him Uncle Vanny.
Uncle Vanny, good, yeah. Yep. So, but you're backing Flashes. Can you imagine if Flash gets naming rights? We'll never hear the end of it.
I actually love that.
It'd be great. That's an awesome name too, guys.
Flash deserves it. Thanks, Mitchell. And so encouraging. I love that.
One last one.
Melissa.
Hi. We wanted Danny Lovato, like Danny Lovato.
Oh, Demi Lovato.
Oh, I thought you were going Demi Lovato style. Yeah, Demi Lovato. Yeah.
Demi Lovato. Yeah.
That's more of a modern spin on it because a lot have been old kind of references. Yeah. Demi Lovato's kind of current, which we like.
Okay.
And that's I will say this. I didn't hear Demi Lovato last time we did the names.
That's new.
So that's new, which is great too.
Okay.
All right. We're taking all of those. What are we doing this time? We're polling it like we did last time.
I feel like there's so many suggestions that we haven't even heard. There's heaps coming through on our Instagram. Dylan says Vanuel Gorned. We already mentioned that one. That's from Instagram. And Adam has said on Insta, Michael Jorvan.
Oh, Michael Jorvan.
Which is pretty good because you're a bit of a basketball fan.
The greatest of all time. I've not heard Michael Jorvan. That is very good.
Yeah, Michael Jorvan.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we get out of this. It's only Wednesday. We'll give it to what? The end of the week to rename the van?
Can I just add one into the mix and I think that sometimes it's funny. So the van life is low key. It's casual. It's chill, like that vibe. Sometimes it's funny to name things the opposite.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you got?
And I thought a local, like, Australian person to, like, really bring it home.
Sure. Happy with Aussies.
Kyle Vanderlands.
Ah, yes. Another radio host out there.
That's a great name suggestion for your van because it's the opposite of chill. Do you know what I mean? Like, the juxtaposition is hilarious.
Here's the thing. We have Bruno on the show after 7 o'clock, the list king, who's Kyle Vanderlands' manager.
Let's bring it up.
So maybe we'll run it by him. Bruno, the list king, who's a regular, he's a mate of ours on this show. He appeared on the Queensland show yesterday with Teddy Origin.
Why'd you waste your time?
I believe they got him on to roast Queensland, which I thought was a weird concept.
So they asked Bruno to roast them, because usually you don't request a roast. Usually someone would be like, hey, Bruno, you're a fun, quirky guy. Can you sledge the people that we hate? But they... maybe they're self-hating, I don't know.
Well, they had to cut him off yesterday on the show.
People from New South Wales are all gorgeous with perfect facial features and lovely trim bodies, whilst Queenslanders are all obese, leathery-skinned lizards. With
Dump him.
He's gone. No, he's out.
We can't allow that.
I mean, he made a fair point.
That's pretty full-on, actually. I wasn't expecting that.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Now, Petty Origin is alive and well between us and them, and Bruno joins us on our show. Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate.
Oh, hey. Good to you, man. No, I'll tell you how it worked. I originally got hit up by them to do a list of why Queensland is so much better than New South Wales.
Got it.
And I said to them, I can't do that.
Good
really,
job.
But I can do it the other way around.
Oh, so you blindsided them like we did. They've been blindsided that many times, mate. They think one thing's happening and then they get another.
Oh,
they don't know. They don't know what they're doing up there, Bruno.
But that's the thing with Queenslanders. They're so stupid that it took them, I think, about 2 minutes to realise that I was actually
sledging them. It took them that long. And then they're like, hang on a second, you haven't said one nice thing about Queensland yet.
Yeah, wait a minute, we don't have leathery skin. It's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I said other stuff, but all right.
Well, look, here's the thing. For anyone that doesn't know what's going on, it's we started this Petty Origin, Bruno, where we realised, because we have these new Instagram pages that we got up and running with the state shows, and we saw that they had somehow got out in the lead of followers, and we thought, we can't have that.
No.
So we just steamrolled them on air. We didn't tell them what we were doing, and we got our people that listen to the show to jump on board, and then they wanted to fire back with some organised poxy challenge of first to 5K, and that's what we find ourselves in the middle of at the moment,
Bruno. It's a bit of a battle for the, you know, I guess to have the title of superior show, it's the first team to get 5,000 followers on their Instagram page. And
yeah, I mean, I understand that, but I'd rather 100 New South Wales followers than 10,000 trash Queensland followers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of IQ, that's actually a balance.
Yeah.
That's a balance.
Oh, it's quality amazing. Over quantity, isn't it, really?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. There's the quote. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow, Bruno.
Yeah.
We had
and look, I am from Queensland, so I have good inside knowledge on how dumb and disgusting and atrocious I am.
That's amazing.
So are you one of these people, Bruno, that you've been in New South Wales that long, you just cut ties with the state?
Yeah, I've officially cut ties, and you know, I'm like one of those people that grew up like in a cult or something like that. You know, when I get away from them, I'm like, oh man, that was just garbage.
Wow. Like, at the time, you're like, yeah, this is really normal, and I love my life. And then you get out, and you're like, oh my God, that was a disaster.
That's exactly it, Maz. Yeah, at the time, I'm like, oh wow, Forex is a good bit. And then you get out, and you're like, oh my God, it's cat piss.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
All brainwashed up there.
Oh, Bruno. Okay, so we're on this charge. We need to get to 5,000 followers on our Instagram ASAP. I feel like everything you've said this morning is helping our cause. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Go New South Wales. That's what we do.
We had your mate on the show last week, Bo Ryan.
Oh, yeah, you guys are buddies.
He got right behind us.
Oh, yeah, we have a romance. Yeah, he'd be all about it.
It's a bromance.
Do you have a romance or a bromance?
Both. I mean, it depends who's asking.
Oh, okay.
If it's my wife, we're just friends. But if it's anyone else, then yeah, we're
having. Still waiting on that invite, Bruno. Every time I see you guys out, I always send you the message going, oh, cheers for the invite, man. And you're like, ha, ha, ha. And then one never comes.
It can't be a three-way bromance.
He's breaking up. Bruno's breaking up. Oh, one day, mate. One day it'll be fun to hang out with you guys. But look, our numbers are going up as we speak. This is the power that the List King has to get people to jump on board and try and get us to 5K. Giving away some Origin jerseys and the tickets to Game 3 as well for jumping on. Bruno, thanks for being on air with us this morning, mate.
Thanks.
That's all we needed.
Love you guys so much. Have a good one.
You too, mate. Thanks for accidentally endorsing our cause. It's great.
Pleasure.
Right, see you, mate.
Taylor Swift, Mr. Perfectly Fine. On Hit, it is Gaundy and Maz, just gone 7:24. If you're looking for something to do across New South Wales this week.
We are outrageously local.
Well, look, you may have seen the, you know, they've brought back the Metro whip around on the project.
Yeah, which, and that just whips around the nation to all the cap cities. And it's like, hey, what's going down in this state, in this city? And we're just doing the New South Wales version.
Yeah, with all our people. Dane, covering the Riverina for us in the New South Wales Whip Around. What do you got for us this week?
Oh, well, first of all, the biggest thing obviously is my birthday this weekend, so hopefully everyone's out celebrating all things Dane.
Hey. But happy 40th, Dane!
Whoa, pump the brakes there, Maz. It's only 38, a couple of years to go. Oh. Hey, but the Archibald does continue at the Griffith Regional Art Gallery, so make sure you head in there and check that amazing exhibition out. And save the date right now. Pencil this in, guys. The Griffith Spring Fest is back the 10th to the 24th of October, including the world famous citrus sculptures. So cannot wait for Banarav to come alive with that again. And in Wagga, guys, Lost Lanes kicks off. That's what it's all about. Arts, eats, beats, and ice skating in the Victory Memorial Gardens. You can explore laneways, nooks, and crannies on June 26th. For more details, head to hit.com.au.
All right, thanks, Dane. Let's go to Carly, who's covering Orange for us. What's happening this week in Orange, Carly?
Well, I'm living in last week because it was exactly a week ago that we were blanketed with 15 centimetres of snow here in Orange.
The pics looked amazing.
It was beautiful.
And it was beautiful, but it was a moment in time. Things have changed a week later. There is not a snowflake in sight. In fact, less than 24 hours later, the snow was gone. And I was chatting to my neighbour, Roz, and she actually told me that in her lifetime of living in Orange, you know, she is a local through and through, that she had never seen snowfall like that. So I feel lucky we got it. I put a little TikTok up on my page and it went nuts. And so many people were saying, I'm from Sydney or I'm from New South Wales. I had no idea that it snowed in Orange.
I love that Carly's just using the New South Wales whip around now to promote her TikTok as well. I'm
Carly.
All over you, Carly. I know what you're doing.
Carly, C-A-R-L-Y-Z, TikTok. Carly's
TikTok. Even the spelling of it.
This is the best.
Mate, what else is happening there?
Well, this is huge news tonight, and I'm heading along. This is going to be epic. We are getting a RuPaul star on our doorstep. Coco Jumbo is coming to Orange to host Bingo Bang Bong at the Carrier Arms Hotel.
That'll be super fun.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Hopefully I get bingo though, because there's some pretty epic prizes up for grabs.
Thank you, Carly, covering Orange for us this morning. Let's go to Ben in Coffs Harbour. What's coming up there this week, Ben?
How are you guys? Coffs Harbour Bailout, the final one, is this Sunday. It's the final in a series of family fun days that's toured around the Coffs Coast, and it's going to be the biggest one live at the jetty for sure. Alongside Harbourside events, it's a massive day celebrating all great things about the Coffs Coast. There's the Seaside Scavenge. There's going to be the big art installation, the finale called the Coffs Imaginarium. It's a project that's been in development along each of the bailouts. It's going to represent the hopes and dreams of the people of the Coffs Coast. Plus, if you catch the greased pig, you're going to win yourself an awesome prize.
Wait, what?
Well, it's not a greased pig. We couldn't have an actual pig for, you know, ethical reasons. So we're greasing up a fireman.
Oh.
Got
Plus,
it.
Plus, Bellingen River Sounds, guys, the lineup has dropped for 2021. It is huge. It's a two-day festival at Bellow Showgrounds. We've got the Regurgitator coming, the Gurge.
What?
Baker Boy, Butterfingers, Resin Dogs, heaps more. Tickets are on sale. It's going to be a beautiful two-day festival on one of the most stunning rivers in the world.
The good.
Yeah, they're back.
Wow.
Love that. All happening in Coffs. Thanks, Ben.
No worries, guys.
Let's go to the Mid-North Coast with Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys. We had a big long weekend here on the Mid-North Coast. To the west of us, we got snowfall. So super excited. Although I did take the family out. A long drive because of the detours.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't go Oxley Highway anymore from Wauchope to Walker because it's closed due to all the landslips. So we went down Taree, up through Gloucester. And yeah.
Was it worth the trip?
It was amazing.
Is it still around, or is it sort of like Orange the other day where it just snowed and then the next day completely gone?
No, it's still a little bit. It is melting now, but it's still there. I am part of like a snow chaser group, which I didn't even know existed. It's like snow chasers, people who go chasing snow. Like,
you're
I guess
a snow
I did.
Chaser.
Apparently, I didn't know that. I only chased it on the weekend.
I feel like if you're a snow chaser, you're living in the wrong country if you live in Australia. Like, you need to go and live in Canada and live in Banff, and then you can be a real snow chaser.
How many times have you seen snow, Nicole, for a snow chaser?
But that's what I mean. I'm only just new to the snow chase in Australia. I've seen snow a lot, like in Austria and England and things like
that's
that.
That's where you should chase the snow. Yeah.
Wouldn't be hard.
Not on the mid-north coast.
It's just there.
But I think it's special because it fell on the mid-north coast.
Of course.
Special
of course.
Snow chaser.
Make the most of it while you can.
Yeah. Also, just want to quickly mention on the 20th of June on Sunday, there's a fundraiser for Rebuild Our School during the floods, Telegraph Point Public School and Muddletop House.
Yeah.
Were really affected. So they're having a fundraiser on Sunday at the Old Butter Factory if you can get along.
Excellent.
Mr. Central Coast himself, Jimmy Love, here with the whip around for the Central Coast. What's going on, mate?
Good morning, Gordon.
Don't just plug your trivia night. Is that what you're going to do?
I wasn't going to plug my trivia night Thursdays at the Bay Road Brewing in Gosford.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday, half six.
Great. 6:30 p.m. Lock it in. What else is happening, Jimmy?
It's a really exciting weekend on the coast. The Bay to Bay Running Festival is on.
Oh,
it's one
yes.
of those rare occasions where they shut down Brian McGowan Bridge so that people can run over it.
It's an epic run. I've done it the last few years. Haven't been training for this one, so I'm not doing it. But
it just snuck up on you this year, didn't it?
It's a beautiful okay. run.
Beautiful. You know you win $1,000 if you come first in the half marathon.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got no chance of that.
It's a bit more than what you win when you win trivia at the Bay Road on a Thursday
what
night.
What do you win when you win trivia at the Bay Road?
$40.
$40? That's not bad.
All right, we'll do the trivia Thursday night, then roll straight into the Bay to Bay this weekend. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys.
Maz, welcome to New South Wales Wood, guys.
Oh, I like that.
We need
I
a
like
big sign in coughs with NSW Wood.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it.
Yes, we do.
It's less letters than Hollywood, so it won't cost as much to make.
NSW Wood.
Yeah. Coffs Harbour Wood.
Let's workshop
NSW
this.
NSW already has the W in it, so it's just NSW Wood. Wood.
Yes.
Russell Crowe
anyway,
wants a production company.
It's happening.
In Coffs.
He's
and
building,
we love it.
Building a big old film studio.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea. It's going to create lots and lots of jobs, and I think this is because big parts of the US production team have shut down in America. And they're, I think, outsourcing all of the filming, all of them. Like, aren't the Marvel, isn't the entire Marvel franchise going to be filmed in Australia until 2058?
Well, this is the thing as well. Fox Studios, they film Marvel. So there's already pressure on their on them to get it all done in time to film other productions.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so filmmakers have turned to warehouses and industrial buildings for filming.
Great.
In steps Russell Crowe and says, no, let's put one at Pacific Bay Resort right near my joint and get some stuff happening.
It's
now,
really
they're doing
good.
A press conference today at 10 a.m, we believe, with John Barilaro, who's the Premier and Minister for Regional New South Wales.
And Rusty is apparently going to be there too.
We called the Pacific Bay Resort in Coffs, and Bill said they've been very tight. Lipped about it all.
Of course.
But Bill did say that Bill works there, by the way. It's not some random guy we spoke to there.
He's the receptionist.
He said, yeah, tight-lipped, but something definitely happening today. Rusty would be great here, but also Russell Sightings is fun too.
Yeah, 100%, 131060. Have you seen Russell Crowe in the wild, in Coffs Harbour? Where does he go? How does he get around town? Emily, hi.
Hi.
Where did you see Russell Crowe?
So in the floods around Nanda Glen and Glenray in 2020, we saw him at a creek in the floods.
At
nice,
a creek?
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was really lovely. It actually took us quite some time to click on that it was actually him.
Is it because he looked different?
He looked different, but he also didn't act like a celebrity, I guess.
Yeah, he just acted like a normal human.
That's what you want to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. He was lovely.
Do you think he'd be nice enough to jump on our show to talk about this endeavour that he's launching?
I hope so. That'd be great.
You'd love to hear from him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. The people of Coffs want you, Russell. Come on. Let's go. That'd be great. Well, good to hear he's a nice guy, Emily. Thank
you. I've heard that too.
I've heard that too,
he was nice when I met him. Paris?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, honey. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Cool.
You've had a sighting?
Yeah, I did. It was a few years ago when I used to play soccer. He was at the CEX, which is our massive stadium in Coffs. I pulled up in the car and he was just there getting out of his car with, I'm guessing it was like his agent or something. he was just wearing like floppy joes and joggers, real casually dressed.
Super casual.
Yeah, got out, asked him for a photo and everything, and he was, yeah, real friendly guy, just casually there to watch a few games.
He's just kicking about watching the soccer.
Yeah, just casually, and not there to watch anyone in particular, just there to watch a few games and just support the locals.
Yeah.
Okay, he loves his sport, doesn't he?
Happy to oblige for a photo, and would you love to hear from him on this show?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you don't hear from him much, do you, other than the odd sighting around Coffs? I mean, he's talking today at 10 about this project, but we'd love to have him on air here, ask him a few questions.
Good.
People at Coffs want to hear from you, Russell. It'd be great.
Yeah, 100% considering he's local, yeah.
Hey, what do you think about him bringing Hollywood to Coffs Harbour? Because you could have, like, Nicole Kidman kicking around there.
Oh, there could be any
Rose
number.
Rose Byrne. You could have Melissa McCarthy.
Chris Hemsworth around here.
Oh, a bit of Hemsworth action at Coffs.
Yeah, it'd be great. I think it's a great thing.
Where would you take Chris if you saw him there in Coffs Harbour?
I don't know. Take him down the beach or something.
Down the beach.
Do you just
want to
get his top off, don't you? Paris.
Oh, you know.
If you want to see Chris Hemsworth with his top off, just go to his Instagram, babe.
Yeah, but it's different in the flesh.
All there.
Live.
It's all there.
On the beach.
Okay, this is happening. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really good for Coffs Harbour.
We've put it out there now, so hopefully we have Russell by the end of the week. He's talking today. We'll see what unfolds from this today.
Is he going to be on Studio 10, or have I just been clickbaited by a television commercial?
Potentially. We'll keep an eye on that.
We'll let you know.
Would Russell fund our NSW would sign?
I don't know about the working title of NSW
Wood,
but let's workshop that behind the scenes and come up with a better name and then put that on the side of a mountain in Coffs Harbour.
Maybe we're asking a little much of Rusty. All we want is him on the show at this point.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Switching gears with Northern New South Wales, just a touch.
Here's the thing. True crime podcasts are so very popular the world over, as is the true crime section on Netflix. There's an entire section dedicated to docu-series, documentaries, and the storytelling of really intense true crime. This story is so close to home, it's a little eerie. Natasha Darcy has been convicted of murdering her partner, Matthew Dunbar. This happened in northern New South Wales, and Emma Partridge, who is the crime editor at Channel 9, joins us to unpack the story. Hi, Emma.
Morning, guys.
Hey, I just want to do a quick disclaimer because this is a true crime that has happened, and we are going to be discussing the topic of a murder that's recently happened. So if you've got kids in the car and you don't want them to hear this, now might be a good time to just switch off for a couple of minutes and let us just dig deep, because this story is really fascinating and it's right on our doorstep.
And so, Emma, they're saying it's all to do with inheriting a $3.5 million farm. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Look, the property that the victim, Matthew Dunbar, owned, Pandora, at Walker near Tamworth, actually sold recently for $4.65 million. And this is a property that Natasha Beth Darcy stood to inherit. She met Matthew on a dating website in 2014. And within months of meeting him, she began to hound him about changing his will. During the 2 months trial, which was in the Supreme Court in Sydney, the jury was shown some of the text messages that she'd sent him in late 2014 and early 2015, saying, "Don't forget to change your will. You know, make me one promise. Call the solicitor and change your will." And that's something that Matthew eventually did in early 2015, right before Natasha Darcy was sent back to jail for breaching her parole for other offences. Mm. So she kind of had her claws into him very early on.
When you say other offences, what else is out there? Because I've not seen any other offences.
Yeah, right. Well, I think everybody in Walker in the Tamworth area would be aware.
Right.
And during the trial, the jury was told that that Darcy had burnt the family home down where her husband was sleeping sedated. Her husband's name is Colin Crossman. He's a local paramedic in the town of Walker.
Yep.
So she admitted to burning the house down. She poured petrol all over their bedroom and set fire to it, while her husband was sleeping with a cocktail of drugs in his system that he didn't take. The last thing he remembers was Darcy serving him a meal of tacos, and he woke up in Tamworth Hospital in the emergency department the following day. She also admitted to hitting him over the head with a hammer, asking him the night before, how hard would you need to hit someone on the temple to do serious damage? And these violent attacks happened after she'd taken life insurance out on her estranged husband, Colin Crossman, who she's still, in fact, legally married to.
Who thinks they can get away with this stuff? In all seriousness, I mean, just so many things lead to Natasha. How did she ever think she was going to get away with all these things?
So many red flags.
Yeah. Well, she really did almost. She did get away with with what she had done to Colin, her estranged husband, because she was charged with his attempted murder. And then for some reason, a deal was struck, and she only pleaded guilty to destroying property by fire. So she only served 9 months in jail for that, which, you know, was an attempted murder. But then, you know, when she got out, she set her sights on Matthew, who was a very quiet farmer, a very generous soul. Everybody in Walker knew that, you know, he'd give the shirt off his own back to people, and she found him, and she exploited his vulnerabilities, because all he wanted in life was love and a family, and she had three children of her own, and so it was almost like an instant family for him. So he was just besotted and over the moon that this woman and her children had come into his life. But unfortunately, while he was happy thinking he'd found this new family, she was plotting his murder.
You have to feel for the kids being dragged into this.
This is really intense. And one thing that really stuck out to me, Emma, is the search history on Natasha Darcy's computer that has things like, this is actual search history. How to commit murder, 99 undetectable poisons, plastic bag suffocation, and the list goes on. And it's really quite sickening to read that this person had, like, it was so premeditated. That's the thing that I find really quite.
It was premeditated.
Almost,
and there was, there were 6 months of searches. She started searching in February 2017 before she murdered Matthew in August 2017. And what the sickening's a good word to use. It was sickening during the trial to listen to the fact that she was often Googling these things whilst she was sitting with Matthew. She was even Googling these things on the final day of his life. He went and bought her and ordered a sandwich for her at a Tamworth cafe. And while he was inside ordering the sandwich, she was outside at the cafe looking up YouTube videos on how she eventually killed Matthew.
Wild.
And also in the lead up to his murder, you know, she'd be away on trips with her kids or watching their footy games, and she'd be Googling these different ways to commit murder while she was with her children. And yes, you do have to feel for her three children.
100%.
It's obviously be a super tough time for them with their mum having just been found guilty of murder. But she's been in and out of jail for the past 10 years, so that they've had a tough time. Obviously as well.
Do you know how the police get their hands on those Google searches? I mean, she'd be clearing that, wouldn't she? Surely you're not leaving that open on your phone.
She did clear her phone. She cleared it after she Googled, can police search internet history? Can police see deleted internet history? Can police receive deleted text messages? The police were able to download her phone, and some forensic specialists were able to find the deleted file. So Darcy wasn't arrested straight away. Matthew was murdered in August 2017, and because it did take some time to go through her phone, it wasn't until November of that year that she was arrested, which was difficult for all of Matthew's friends and family. We couldn't understand why she hadn't been arrested. The whole town knew what she had done, but the police were just meticulously working through the case and making sure they had everything they needed before they arrested her.
Well, this is in the news this week, so where do we sit with this case at the moment?
Pardon, sorry?
This is in the news again this week. Where do we sit with this case at the moment?
The jury found her guilty yesterday.
Yes.
And then she won't be sentenced until October. She'll be sentencing hearing in October, where her defence will put submissions forward about how long they think she should get, and then the Crown Prosecutor will put his arguments forward about what...
Time to throw away the key, I think, if you're looking at all this stack up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty full on.
I don't know what the Crown Brett Hatfield will be asking for, but I'm sure it will be a heavy sentence that he'll be asking the judge for. I might also mention the Crown Prosecutor, Brett Hatfield, did an outstanding job over the 2 months trial, and his solicitors that were helping him, and also the police and the officer in charge, Detective Senior Graham Goodwin, who works for the Oxley Police Area Command.
Well, there's been some fascination in this story this week, huge. For sure. Emma Partridge, Channel 9 crime editor. Thanks so much for the update.